You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
DJ King Flo. All in, nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide. This is what it's come to, I ain't scared to die. You gets ones, I gets ones too. Call it how you want to, just know that when I come through, all I want is mines. On this track, all I want is rhymes. Air it out, Air Jordan in his prime. Or should I keep it humble? Silverback gorilla in the jungle, or do it like the sun do? All I do is shine, like a clock or a convict. All I know is time. Drop some coke in my notebook, like all I know is lines. 16s with no hook, every pass is no look. Real talk, I'm no crook, but all I know is crime. Meth man, I still got it. And I don't care how many times you recycle a rhyme, it's still garbage. Trash. This ain't a threat, it's a real promise. And I ain't father them twins, I keep it real modest.
Hey, yo, live from the drug spot. Middle finger to your face if you love cops. We making these drug King plots. Flo. Go ahead, pussy, go and say my name. Two M's over your head like a Maybach. And the M is for millimeter, rap G to pack, he to chop a key up with your board. Kick game serious, whip game serious. You serious as Iggy Azalea as a lyricist. I'm just here saving this rap shit. I'm about to dig pop back up out of the casket. Thug life, bandana wiping the fingerprints. Gun so big, I got a hotter than the fingerprints.
DJ King Flo.
Hey, Brick City, what's really good? Yeah, dog, I'm back in town. Laughing, hold the fuck up, what's happening now? Niggas dancing like faggots, y'all dabbing now? Southern accents, gold grills back in style. Niggas like, and they ad-libs wild, man. You don't sit your stupid asses down with your dirty drawers showing. How you sagging with tight pants? That your fucking boyfriend or your hype man? I should grab you by your dreads with my right hand and crack your ass in the head with the mic stand. The game done changed, the South got it locked now. Used to be about bars and style, but it's not now. Got me shocked, I'm like, wow. Knew the game wasn't the same when we got knocked out. I grind like bad bricks on this cash chase. You lames end up in last place with this gas.
I know that block.
DJ King Flo.
Terminology. We in the house, y'all. Mete la mano le bolsillo. Saca ahora tu cuchillo. Ten cuidado. O échate pa'l lado. Aquí llego melao. A bunch of wild Puerto Ricans messing. Ten cuidado. Por eso estoy pegado. For middle of my cow. Y'all niggas wonder how. I tell them. Y'all all better learn. Better learn what I'm about. It's me and Terminology. So man, you know nobody hot as me. Y'all all better bow. It's Mr. Copy Cool. Copy Cool. You know how we do, how we do, do it now. Rock steady crew in effect. Take y'all all out, then I jet to Mr. Chow. Y'all know the pedigree. Love to my crew while I pray for enemies. Raw to the gut like you know it better be. And I don't give a fuck, yeah, I smoke that celery.
Wild Puerto Ricans. Bunch of wild Puerto Ricans. Wild Puerto Ricans.
Terminology.
Bunch of wild Puerto Ricans.
It's Tony Toca, turn me guapi. Looking for some traki, muévete rapido. Cause the flow make a nigga look batty. Roll up with my posse, tryna get some panties. Shout out my tío and abuela Ana Rio. Smoke niggas like cigarillos, Terminology Carillo. In the strip club, con tío Orlando. Sipping on my botella, throwing my chavo. I be in the campos, chilling with my tía. She be nodding off too many coronas and patillas. And champaña, perico, montaña. En mi casa, lasa, drugs, nigga, cantan. Qué bonita bandera. Boricua fumando yelva. Shit, they know me. I'm the star of the show. Ology, A.K.A. Hey,
yeah. DJ King Flo.
DJ King Flo.
Wild Puerto Ricans.
Yo, oblique, give him the demo hype. Get the ice pick, kid.
Mixtape
at it. Get the beats in the front floor.
Let's stack this track up. Like this, Mr. Hyde. Yo, I spill the savagery out of me while I rapidly rap with these. Y'all know my steez sick like a pit bull
let's rapid but please. Magnum's been massive, he's disrespectful to gravity. Lifting up your anatomy, got a hole like a cavity. Mr. Hyde and Obliques, they make your naked whole shriek. Better fangs will poke deep and tear apart your whole cheek. Nosferatu love bite, one taste can tell your blood type. I'll be butchering you bitches, OJ Simpson glove tight. Thug life like Suge Knight, shaking down vanilla ice. Better sign over your rights or you can drop 11 flights out the window. Sent to hell, your soul is greeted by Mephisto. He just fought like boiling pots, a super freshly fired pistol. This will hit you like a missile, sizzle, cook flesh, you'll fizzle. The scavengers, the birds and worms are picking at your bone gristle. Rip a verse to fill the hearse, the worst you ever heard of. Weather gripping throats of microphones, the outcome is murder.
Where the beats and the rhymes flow, peace, I gotta go.
Is it head and gut? You will never set us up. Is it head and gut? You can bring it 10 to 1. I'm wishing y'all better luck. Y'all rappers stay in front. Now who's stepping up? Bring your order picking up. Now that you bring it up, we got a lot of weapons tucked. Lyrical monsters, check to see if you're dead or what.
I don't think you're
dead enough. Is it head or gut?
First order of questioning, is it your day of reckoning? I brought the Tekken with me just for circumstances. Exergent, your Birkin bag is delicate. I robbed it for the hell of it. I'm the predicate felon. Catch me yelling at some welling kids. Selling bricks, best way that I could reap the benefits. My boys coming out the trenches, stenches reek of cannabis. You ignoramuses, you shouldn't have went against Samus. Just he'll butcher at the back of a human centipede eating asparagus. He makes you eat your shit, the piece of shit. With such arrogance, there's no preparing kids for the sudden turn in the narrative. There's no comparing this like beats by beat chef or imperative. I'll turn your fucking parents. Paradise to 9/11 Fahrenheit. And I ain't talking about hijacking planes in the air at night. I'm talking about stepping on stage and fucking tearing mics. Might be prepared to fight this narrow-minded stereotype. Flat on life, he's paranoid, he's trying to repel some parasites.
DJ King, gunshot, shot, shot, shot. Is it head or gut? Tell me when you get enough. Is it head or gut? You will never set us up. Is it head or gut? You can bring it 10 to 1. I'm wishing y'all
lessons, new lessons, new emails, missed calls. Who's texting? That what happened? I just got up. I'ma eat breakfast. Too much negativity. Can't digest it. I don't trust anybody, dogs. I've been through it. 37 out of Union Street. I'm a Queen student. Raised by the wolves. Studied the killers. And if I fell off, I got back up, nigga. I don't owe nobody nothing from the Rona to flush it. I try to put niggas on, but that's a different discussion. No love lost, a couple of foes. Y'all still family. Some stay trapped in the midst of insanity. Looking in the mirror, I can only be mad at me. Stood on them corners, sold that shit, they shot at me. Retaliated back, that's a fact, hood casualties. Nuts so been there and done that, now that's the past to me.
Gotta get it, gotta get it. Go get it, go get it.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape edit.
Shine. Shine.
Mixtape edit.
I'm waking up in the morning feeling thankful, y'all. Count my blessings, all praises due to Allah. Little self-meditation, calisthenics. Get the energy flowing, potential to kinetic. Open up supreme wisdom, mentally build. Go to the J-O-B, physically built to deal with the test of time. It's how we construct. If anybody's still doing it, it should be us. Father, thanks for teaching me how your work is done. Look at me now, do it like the cop in the sun. On a solid foundation, my frame is square. 360 degrees like there was a circle there. Got a call from everybody, the new project. Yeah, we live in different states, but we still connect. Said he got a dope plan with a nasty producer to let your light shine. And they gotta get used to sparkling now.
Shackles on my feet, hard to stand up.
DJ King Flow.
Someone else from the waist up. Long bus ride got me hazed.
Mixtape
got me locked up, and there's no way out. Gonna need a lawyer, cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains, and there's no way out. Got denied bail, so there's no way out.
They got me cuffed up.
Gonna need a lawyer, cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains, and there's no way out.
23 locked in on suicide watch. Attempted murder charge, trying to have a nigga rock. Cause I'm facing 25 and the lawyer need a notch. Judges in cahoots with the lawyers and the cops. Building up a case, I ain't talking about a box. Need a law library, tees and some socks. Need out this jumpsuit, need some sweats and a hot pot. Chow not enough by 10, stomach rumbling. Ribs under gate, so my brain not functioning. Hard to get sleep, I see old on a beat. I'm tired of head counts and these damn thin sheets.
They got me locked up. No way out. Gonna need a lawyer, cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains, and there's no way out. Got denied bail, so there's no way out.
They got me cuffed up.
I had a few DJ King Flow. Guaranteed to blow a bag at you. Born a Flintstone, yeah, baby, you know a dabble do. Then I'ma take the rope, let's travel, don't
mix
need an avenue. I'm making cold cuts with a homie, he call it gabagoo. He from the Northeast, where the culture come with an attitude. We can make connections, don't matter whatever latitude. Or we can bring the boy out west, top in the saddle, dude. Yeehaw, we back and forth like a seesaw. I feel a little tipsy while we sipping margaritas. Eureka, found a respect with Tarita. From AZ out to the east, back to Topeka. I'm all over the map with this rapping, so check the scenery. And if it's after midnight, homie, then don't be feeding me a gremlin. Off of the whiskey and puffing greenery, I'm here for the fiesta, and you know I brought my team with me.
And the image is clear. We be the sickest on the planet till the shit disappear. Yeah, we taking it there. We the wickedest here. We be the sickest on the planet till the shit disappear. It's like
la, la, la.
So driven, freezing and so frigid, leading a slow drifting. So when I'm out west, it would seem that I'm so itching.
DJ King Flow,
sleep in a soul kitchen, like Mr. Mozo Rising. When the blue bus calls, I flip the bird out the window, hollering, fuck y'all. Dust gon' settle on the white spot town, cause back in 09, I couldn't put my iPod down. What? Steady traveling, touring, making these pit stops. Poor wages, probably pay back for torment to discogs. Universal, pour your car, karma gon' get ya. Sleeping in the one room sack as a rhyme spitter, and I'm glad, keeping the pride intact. The man is mad, emaciated, but the style is fat. What? The way you want it isn't always how you get it, but I love rap. I wanted to do it, so I did it. And the image is clear. We be the sickest on the planet till the shit disappear. Yeah, we taking it there. We the wickedest here. We be the sickest on the planet till the shit disappears.
Lose, put me against whole crews. I style on niggas for dolo, pulling up for the logo, hitting nothing but the bottom of the net. No joke, been a pro, what's a rookie to a vet? If I had to flex, wouldn't even be a stretch. I just raised the bar and increased my rep. Y'all niggas is lightweight, crown on my head, heavier than a skyscraper. Views from the top, higher than the crime rate. In my state, it's high stakes. They call me at the wrong time, in the right place. In my case, I try to play nice, cause what's behind these bars will make your face light. Step to swing white, get your line stepped on. They shots couldn't penetrate, I made a Teflon. Bulletproof, and I ain't had the vest on. Tell me who's left, I ain't even used my best arm. Like,
I need everybody on the dance floor right now.
Just dance with me.
Are you entertained?
Just dance with me.
Are you entertained?
Fuck shit, I don't want disrespect.
Come on.
Hot dog, looking nigga like a fat.
Hey.
Can't breathe, one foot up on your neck. I'm a big dog, talk, 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 talk.
Try to run up on me, you will end up in the blood. For the people in the back, start moving to the
Mixtape
front.
We
talk too much, we keeping it discreet. You only get to see the real me when I dig deep. These hoes ain't loyal, I be letting them dig eat. From 215 up to 125th Street. You talk too much, it take away from the mystique. I did one of y'all to speak up when he's 6 feet. My old head just came home from doing a six-piece. Keep asking me when I'ma hook up with Swiss beats. Niggas still sleep, word to Rick Van Winkle. Shorty go both ways, I guess she bilingual. Got a girl at home, but tonight I'm single. In the Southwest, we gon' make your earrings jingle.
Wow.
Rocking shows all over the globe. They throwing me roses, I broke it, and I'm stolen the coast. Stone cold, what y'all cooking ain't dope. They stove cold, plus we invited y'all to fight, and y'all niggas was no shows at the Airbnb in Paris. During the French fries, eating mussels and French fries. We don't gotta invent lies. We pen our lives and penalize cash for trying. Rap historians already writing books to analyze my trines. My science is deep tissue, the opposite is superficial. Dropping natty, ready to pull up on whoever got an issue. So speak up now and hold your peace. golden sheik. Words reverberate a long way like Prigozhin's speech. We blaze a toast for the beef. I'd rather play it low key. Y'all loud for nothing, couldn't perceive what I'm able to see. I got chicks that are shooters, and they faithful to me. Dropping heat consistently, these fans is grateful to me. I've been gone for a while, but now I'm back with Gone. They tagging my name on the walls with spectacular fonts. Survived shootouts in D.C. at daily occurrence. Back in the day, nowadays the rhymes paying deferment. Changed my settings to suburban in a farm with a blonde. No longer Parmesan drunk, now I'm charming and calm. They talk shit I front, like I let him slide like Adam Silver. Only to throw boomerangs back at you bastards that'll kill you. That's Ferragamo memorabilia.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't listen to naysayers. I run in and out of the pocket like bass players. These fake shed snake layers. Some state mayor, Bayer after whiskey shots. This is upper echelon hip hop. Velvet rope tied up with a slip knot. Napoleon and God treaching Vin Rock. Young Chris Mullen like I don't miss shots. These kids stop. I don't fuck with novices. Kittens never rub with hippopotamuses. Mind state dominance. This is opulent prominence. Mixed with competent confidence. Heavy profit.
DJ King Flow.
Toes headed for the liquor store. Pandemonium patrol lights. Babylon hunting niggas they whole life. Hold the fort down with the tray pound. G.O.D. criminal supremacy rap. Another head crack. My queen covered 3/4 Louis Vuitton hair wrap. My scrolls be the unknown. Those who know be like, yo, I can't believe you said that. Planet Asia is back. Back from my vengeance, in fact. Where my shooters at? We righteous, not holy. We robbing everybody, then we making niggas mosey out the fucking way. Straight off the plane. If this was 88, I'd be serving cats dank. The fire is treat. I came to MC. Central Valley chiseled the guy body. My 16 spiral and sizzle. You would've thought the guy fired a pistol. Shit is gold chain official. E937060.
Closed and my heart open just to get this off my chest. It left my heart broken seeing how goofies are moved for the green. Saying we on the same team, but what do that mean? Why build a bridge just to watch niggas set it ablaze? Don't get me heated, ain't no way to control the inferno. Feel a spirit of prodigy, I've been keeping it thorough. I'd rather do it by my lonely than fake with the pack. And if you can't stay down, then stay where you at. I feel like we the new standard. I'm going over the matters from information I gathered. I'm finding the answers. I've been reading over the chapters. They doctoring up the numbers. Forging all of their data. My godly values. Speak at high volumes. Without ever having to be the loudest in the room. I move like a commander in the military. You ain't even qualified. Get past the preliminaries. Separate a war winner's
true
from a war presenter's. I seen some evil done. I'm still shaking off the jitters. I'm coming with the thunder. Yeah, I'm going Thor with the hammer. Was counting 6, 7, 8 before I lived in Atlanta.
DJ King Flow.
Yeah. King of all kings, Don of all dons. Chief of all chiefs, God of all gods. Fuck all the debating and conversation about who the top niggas that rap. Me and H is the most likely to beat a nigga up, but still clap a nigga. Oh, you thought I was done? I'm fiending for a nigga to approach me, raise up. I'm dying for a nigga to try it, have some fun. I'm busy getting money, call back, bitch. The highlight of your life is my part. Facts, it's so embedded in my DNA to be a fly thug, nigga. How my pop raised me, young, handsome in my gunfire. I'm so cool, she don't wanna leave my side, cause I'm so smooth, G-minded, infamous minded. They wanna hear rap like this, but can't find it. Where it at? Gunfire. Gunfire.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
It's the Mixtape Addict Radio Show. I'm your host, King Flow, over here in France. And today, my special guest is none other than DJ Deadeye. How you doing, bro?
Salute. Doing good, man. You know,
Things are good, man. Life is great, brother.
Yes, sir. I see you working, man. Always dropping some new music, some hot shit. We gonna talk about that. But first of all, man, I have to ask you, it's the mixtape paddock tradition. I think you know the question. Who is your all-time favorite DJ, bro?
Man, that's a heavy question. In terms of mixtapes, there's a few guys that like influenced me, right? So there's like obviously like you got like Funk Master Flex and things like that, but there's also like Tony Touch, there's like Green Lantern, SNS, Craig G, Juice, rest in peace, DJ Juice. That dude was the monster. So I got a lot of different influences. Obviously, I probably think my favorite DJ ever is probably Jam Master J, probably.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
You know?
And tell the people why especially Jam Master J and the other names that you say.
I think, like, Jay was just, like, one of those guys that, like, he was the epitome of, like, what it was like or how you wanted to be a DJ. You know what I mean? Like, he dressed really nice. He was good in the community, you know. He was obviously an incredible show DJ. He was part of the group. He made the group really what it was, you know. He's the one who got them dressing really fly, and he brought a different element to the show, you know what I mean? He was literally like part of Run DMC. Like, you can't even, that's why they don't really do shows anymore, because they can't even do it without Jam Master J, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to the icon, Jam Master J, that dude right there, man. Influenced a generation of people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And he was a dope DJ, but not only, he was like a representative of the culture. Like you say, dressing well, you know, having the dope group with him, always supporting.
Yeah, all the jewelry, everything. Like, he was, man, that dude was the epitome of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And right. some of those other guys all had some type of influence on me, you know, when just being little and just trying to see anything. You know, another dude, huge influence for me was Grandmaster Flash.
Of course.
Yep. You know, watching Wild Style and seeing him DJ in his kitchen and like just watching him just get busy, like that changed like my whole trajectory and like my whole thought process, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I don't think he was realizing what he was doing back in the days, like the, you know, the flood of new DJs that were going to go after him, you know, after watching that, like he influenced.
Yeah, for sure.
World, you know?
For sure. He says it on, he did an interview on Drink Champs, and he said there was like, it was like him, Bambaataa, and then like two other guys that were the guys moving around and doing any parties at that time. So he would go and travel to go see them in their element, to kind of like get an idea of like who's doing what and who's actually like some of the guys pushing the culture, you know?
Mm-hmm. For sure, man. And I have another mixtape addict question. Well, I think I know the answer already, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you miss the mixtape format, bro?
Totally. You know, I still do it when I can get to it. I wish I could do more. I think I'm going to, starting next year, I think I'm going to start doing way more mixtapes. Just because, like, it's obviously it's gotten different with the streaming and all that, but there's still a huge demand for it. Like, even me just having the ones I make, having them at shows, like, giving people options of what to buy or whatever, like, that's huge. And then people don't even get like that mixtape format anymore, so they're like, oh my god, you still make these? Great, thank you so much, I need these, do you have any more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge demand, because everybody went into either radio or podcasting or streaming, and they kind of left the mixtape game alone. And you know, I get it, people got scared with the DJ Drama thing and
mm-hmm.
you know, in 06, and that kind of shifted the game. But there's a huge, like, there's a huge want and necessity for that, you know?
Of course.
Like I said, at shows, people love them, you know? Because you could give them 3 for 10, you know, 5 for 20 or something, and you still making out. And they're happy because they got 5 different things to play in their car or whatever, if they still got a CD player, you know? So.
Yep. And nowadays.
I'm never gonna not do mixtapes. But for me, like, the just a regular mixtape, like, got old for me. So I had to, like, figure out a way to do that style, but add, like, an MC or a sponsor or some hosting it or whatever, just to give it a different flavor, you know what I mean?
Of course, you got to be creative with the concept, with the work, you know, all that.
Anybody could put a bunch of songs on one thing together. It's about making a flavor, making it make sense, you know, adding to the culture, not just, you know, throwing something together, you feel me?
For sure. And nowadays, people are treating this also as a collector item. They get mixtapes from you, and some people, they're not going to play it. They're just going to keep it with the plastic sleeve in their living room, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's collector now.
Especially in Europe. In Europe, it's like that all the time. Every time I go, it's like that, you know? People show mad love. They'll take it. They'll have it signed. They want me to sign something else that they got from somehow, some way, you know, from America. Mm-hmm. And they cherish them, bro. Like, you know, they want me to sign everything possible. So I do everything I can, you know. And people will hold on to those things forever.
Yep. You're right, man. It's timeless, you know.
It really is. Culture. And it's wild because, you know, the culture got to wait. Well, not really the culture, but it was like technology and the labels got away from the physical product, and that kind of like got people programmed that like they don't need it, you know. Mm-hmm. So when they actually have it of something that they, you know, whatever artist that they super love or that's super into, like, they'll hold on to that forever and they'll talk about that forever. So tangible product will never go out of style, you know what I mean? I still buy CDs from rappers that I looked up to when I was a kid. I'll go to the show and I'll buy it right from them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I think it's coming back, you know, like you said.
Oh, totally.
Especially in Europe, I see DJs still dropping CDs, and some of them are dropping cassette tapes, you know?
Well, yeah, nah, for sure. The cassette tape people are, like, dedicated, you know? So, it's important, you know? The tapes, even back home, tapes are big back here again. CDs are big again. Vinyls, you know, always going to be big. But the tangible product is like that. It's nothing like it, you know. And people are starting to realize that, like, wow, you know, it's different when you have it and you can play it whenever you want. And, you know, say like for instance, like say like Beat Nuts, Stone Crazy, right? Mm-hmm. I've had that record since I was like 15, right? I could play it at anytime I want. But the CD's discontinued, and the music's not on DSP.
Yep.
So if you don't have it, you can't listen to it.
Yep, you're missing out on something.
You can go on YouTube, but you're gonna have ads. It's not the same. You can't put YouTube in your car.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Or play it on your record player. You know what I mean? So tangible product is never gonna go out of style, man.
For sure. I think you gotta be smart, you know, about the way of releasing it. You know, I was checking out Lloyd Banks' Instagram page recently, and he did a bunch of freestyle on industry beats, and he told people, like, he compiled all the freestyle and dropped physical releases. And he said you can only get those freestyles with the physical release. It's not on Spotify. It's not anywhere. You can just get the physical to hear the freestyles, you know?
Yeah, man. No, that's it right there. I mean, you know who was doing that for a long time was Rock Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
He would have his album available on his website for, like, 2 or 3 weeks before it comes out, and he was selling the physical CDs for like $30-$40. So that right there is the way to go, you know. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, I tell people like this, right? You know, this is a little jewel I give people, because I talk to a lot of, like, young artists who kind of, like, don't really know what they're doing. So I kind of, like, explain to them, like, when you put it on, like, and you're in Europe, so it's gonna sound different, you know, because of the store names and stuff. But so say, like, the super corporate store in America is Walmart, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the DSPs. The DSPs is like Walmart, right? But you got people who like buying directly from the artist, or in a smaller way, or they're like more like, so there's a competitor called Target in America. So some people are just loyal Target people, and they don't go anywhere else but Target. So that's like Bandcamp, you know? So you have to have it in everywhere possible so everyone can enjoy it. You know what I mean? Yep. And the Bandcamp people are the ones buying the physical copies. So you want to cater to them too, or even more sometimes, because you're going to make more money off of them than just having it on the shelf at Walmart. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And it's more, it's like hand to hand, like direct, you know, artist to consumer, you know?
For sure. And I think that's what the fans like. They like to have a special link, you know, like a personal link with the artist. When you buy directly from him, you get the autograph. Yep. It's different, you know, like it touched you in a different way.
Totally, man. And you have some type of connection there, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then next time, maybe you see them, you know, maybe months later, and they remember that you did that, or you had that interaction, or wow, I remember when I signed this, or blah, 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 you know, or wow, you still have this, you know, it's like, it's a conversation piece, and it's, you get more personal with the artist, you know?
Of course. And also, if we talk about like, the way it touches your art is also when you look at the artwork, you know, like if you're on the phone, the artwork is small. You cannot really see every details. When you get to the CD, yep. Or even better, you get to vinyl, it's different, you know? It's beautiful.
Totally, it's totally different, man. That's why, like, it's gonna, you know, it's going back and stuff like that. For people who always been on that, it's never gone anywhere, but for like the mainstream people that only consume things throughout the mainstream, they are starting to understand that you need the physical, mm-hmm. you know, for any type of feeling of the art, you know?
Yep.
It's just digital coming out of your phone. There's no feeling there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. You're right. And recently I've seen, I'm not a fan of the artist, but I've seen Cardi B. She did that. She was outside with vinyls.
Yo, I love that girl, man. She's amazing. Like, I get it, you know, it's not like everybody's type of music, but she reminds me of like every girl I grew up with, or every girl that's like around my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like it's so like what she did, yeah, I think it was yesterday. She did a pop-up in her old neighborhood at a deli, like where you get like cigarettes and shit, like and food, you know? So there's like thousands of people in the street. They got the streets blocked off. She's just, you know, interacting with her fans and family that she grew up with. Like, she's gonna do so good with this album just because of that. Because people don't do that.
Yep.
People don't do that no more. Definitely not in America. Like, you'll have a couple of people that do that. You know, a little bit more grassroots people though. Like you say, like people like Currency or like Wiz Khalifa or something. They'll do stuff like that. You know what I mean? Fat Joe or things like that, people that grew from the ground up. But you know, a lot of these industry dudes, they're not gonna do that.
Yep. You know? And it's good to see somebody that's as big as Cardi B doing that, you know?
Yeah, for real. That's super important, man. Yep. And like between her and the clips, last two runs, they're starting to change the way that you go about promoting your album in America again. They're taking it back to like the old ways.
Yep. But I think that's the best way. That's the way the musical art form is supposed to be consumed, you know?
Definitely. And it crosses, like the more you see them talk or the more you are, you know, around what they're doing, it starts to make more sense. You start to understand more about what is coming out, you know, and what is ready to happen. And some people need that, you know, there's too much news. You got too much news on your phone all day. Mm-hmm. You can miss something like nothing in 24 hours. So if it's constantly in your face all the time, you're more likely to check it out, you know?
Yep. For sure, man, for sure. So we can expect new physical releases from you too, like you told me.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff, bro. Like, it's been years of just working on things, you know? So right now, I'm finishing up my second single off the new album. I dropped the one with Method Man and Term and Deck, Drug Plots, late last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the follow-up single. I'm doing it a little bit different this time, and dropping singles spaced out to see, like, to kind of like force the song into people so people understand what's going on, and then hit them with the album in a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So. The song with Term and Method Man and Deck is doing incredible. You know, it's almost gold on Spotify. It's like nice. insanely huge on mix shows and on playlists right now. So that's doing great. And then the second single, you know, I'll give you all the info, but it's basically, it's going to be one of the last Sean Price songs ever.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So it's, I never told nobody this, but it's going to be, it's Sean P, Term, and Smith & Wesson.
Mm.
And then a Little Fame on the beat.
Oh, shit. Fizzy Womack.
Fizzy Woe on the beat. And then I produced everything. I put it all together. But that's coming. That's coming hopefully in the next month. I'm just finishing up little things and then trying to get the artwork finished and then working on the video and shit like that. But that's coming like within the next month. I wanted to drop my album before the end of the year, but we'll see how it goes.
That's dope. Thank you, man, for sharing that. You know, appreciate that.
No doubt. Yeah. So, yeah, that's coming. And then the album will be, if not late this year, early next year. Probably early next year if I stretch this these next singles out for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the album's got crazy shit on it. You know, obviously those two songs, I got Crime Apple on it. I got, man, I'm trying to think of some more guys. I got Edo G. I got Rocka from Dilated.
Nice.
Dude, it's so crazy. It's all over the place. Trying to think of some more guys. Nems is on it. Like, it's all over the place, dude. And it's, you know, it's in the same vein as the other albums. It's just a little bit more, just bigger. Bigger sound, bigger artists, bigger names, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, musically, yeah, it's always going to evolve anyway. You know, as the years go by, music is evolving. You're getting better with the beats, better with the mixing, all that, you know?
Yeah. And then the longer you take, the more you can like be like, okay, this doesn't fit or this does fit, you know. I was listening to a bunch of Ghostface interviews and I understood a lot about what he was talking about, you know. Cause it's like it's a feel and it's also like where you are right now. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I understand what he was saying too about holding some of those songs for that long, because I do that. but I also understand how he didn't like it, you know, because it wasn't natural for him, you know.
I think yeah, it's got to stay natural, you know. It's got to stay natural
for sure. But sometimes, like he was saying, like sometimes those old records have that feeling of now. They just were recorded then, you know.
Yep. Well, we can
wait. And then some mixtapes I'm gonna be doing. I'm definitely gonna be doing another Sour Power with Redman. And yeah, just staying busy, bro. I got a few video ideas coming out, you know. All that stuff is about to be like out. Like hopefully by the end of the year and early next year or mid next year, it'll all be out.
Dope.
And then hopefully like in the next year or two. I want to start this book I've been trying to do, and this documentary I've been trying to do. So, you know, just trying to stay busy, brother.
For sure. Yeah, gotta show the people, you know, the groundwork, man. All the work that you put in.
For sure.
Years, man.
For sure. That's definitely something I'm gonna get better at too. Is just being more visual, at least video content wise on like YouTube or whatever. You know? I'm gonna try to be building that up soon in the next like year or two as well.
Dope, man. Well, we'll be here to support that, you know, spin the records.
Yeah, for sure. I hope to come back out to Europe. I don't think it's going to be late this year, but it'll probably be sometime next year.
Okay. Well, I was about to ask you that. When are we going to see you in Europe, man?
I'm hoping soon, man, because the last time I was there, I mean, every time I go there, I have a good time. But the last time we were there, we really did a really, like, crazy show, and people were, like, wanting to book more stuff, but we were already in Europe for like 3 weeks, so it was like, all right, we got to get out of here.
So
we're definitely gonna go back because there's a few other countries that definitely wanted us to come through. France was one of them, you know. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. That's mm-hmm. definitely on the horizon. Probably me and Capadonna, most likely.
Okay. And can we expect like a collaboration with a overseas artist, whether it's a French guy or German guy, or you know what I'm saying, like to get some different?
Yeah, I've been meaning to do that for a while. I just haven't really caught the vibe yet of what I want to do with that. I have a few other ideas and things that I'm working on right now. Like I'm working with this kid, he's Mexican. I got a song with him. I'm gonna it's like a remix of something I did that I'm gonna put out, and that'll be the first like different language song that I'll drop. But I've been working on stuff for years. I've been working on reggae songs. I've been wanting to do a European rap thing, but I don't want to stick it to like one country. I want to like incorporate as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That way everybody shows love and nobody feels left out. You know what I mean?
For sure, it's gonna show.
And that's hard sometimes because like in certain countries in Europe, like they're just, that's their stuff. You know, like they're not, they, a French audience might not be interested in what a Swiss rapper wants to say.
Well, I think
dude,
we have some dudes. We see collaboration.
I think they like the idea of it, and they like the camaraderie. But I want it to, like, for people, I want it to all make sense for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
It's got to be authentic, and people are gonna feel
exactly, exactly. Because y'all have your own industry over there,
yep.
So you know when it's something that's not authentic or something that's like trying to appropriate whatever, you know what I mean, or appease somebody, you know. So I don't want to ever have it come out like that. I want it to be always authentic, always super hip-hop, you know. And so yeah, I'm working on that. I would actually like to do maybe like an album like that where it's just all different people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And have it make sense and have it make like real sense. I think RZA did something like that. I know Onyx does a lot of stuff like that where they'll be with like they'll work with Russian producers and obviously with Snow Goons and things like that.
Yeah. And they just dropped an album with a French rap group called L'Usine. Onyx.
That's fire.
The whole album.
They're on it, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, they're on it, bro. That's definitely a group that like knows what they're doing.
You know? Yep. Yep.
In this new space.
Yep. Legendary guys, man. People gotta realize that Onyx, man, without Onyx, I don't think we have DMX. I don't think we'll have MOP, you know, for example.
Yeah.
They paved the way in terms of hardcore hip-hop.
Yeah, for sure, brother. Mm-hmm. There was a few guys in that same vein around the same time, but these guys had the mega hit, you know, and it was, they crossed over. Like, man, that song was everywhere. That song, like, Slam and OPP, bro. In like 91, 92, those are like the biggest songs of all time. You know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
And they still tore that shit. It's crazy, man.
Yeah. And they made it
legendary.
Cool. They made it cool to rock a ball head.
Yep. That's what do the knowledge, as Fredro would say.
Sure. But if you have a chance to check out the album with the French rap group that I told you, L'Usine.
Okay. It just came out, right? Because I was just with them in I just saw them. I did two shows with them in March in Vermont.
Yep, I produced a track on there. Make sure you check that shit out. Let me know what you think.
Oh, dope. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm gonna def check it out. I'm gonna check it out today.
No doubt. And do you have any advice, man, for the young upcoming DJs, entrepreneurs in the game right now?
Yeah, the best thing I could say is like, yo, don't be stubborn. Be open to as much as you possibly can. You never know what your niche is. You could think you're the best hip-hop producer and you're not that good. Maybe your lane is dance music.
Yeah.
Maybe your lane is reggae. Maybe your lane is whatever, like German folk music or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't pigeonhole yourself. Don't set boundaries for yourself, you know? Try to be as open as possible. And one thing that gets lost is try to treat everybody with respect.
For sure.
Because you don't know who's who. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't know if this person's sister's uncle is going to book you for some party that's going to pay you $3,000 or whatever, euros or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't know. You gotta treat everybody as if it's customer service, like you're working at a store, like, you know. So don't put yourself in a box, and don't alienate yourself before people even know who you are by treating them bad.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two simple things that really have nothing to do with DJing. It's more like human thing. But in terms of like DJing, again, be open. You know, don't always stick to something just because that's what you love, you know? Like, I love hip-hop. I DJ hip-hop, but I also DJ reggae, dance, Spanish music, whatever, dude. Whatever's going to get me the money at the end of the day.
You know? Mm-hmm.
We're DJs. We're DJs. We're not, you know, we can be bigger than what we are, but at the end of the day, we're DJs.
Yep, yep. And, you know, we all love music. As DJs, we all love music. Any type of music. You know, it's not only just about hip-hop, man. It's about music.
Sure.
A good example of that is like watching DJ Jazzy Jeff do his thing.
He's
going to play rock and roll. He's going to play reggae. He's going to play
exactly, jazz, dude. You know? And you can't. You gotta be like that. You gotta be and know where, like, because hip hop comes from everything else. Mm-hmm. So if you do the research, you can find something in those genres that connect right back to hip hop or whatever you're doing. You know what I mean? Because it all is relative. It all comes from rock, reggae, disco, you know, house, R&B, jazz. It all comes from all that. So
yep,
just be open. Don't stick to your guns too much. You know, try to be open. Obviously, everyone wants an identity. You want to know, like, okay, this guy's a hip hop DJ, but he plays this, this, and that. Or this is a rock DJ, but he plays this, this, and that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So never put yourself in a box, you know. Always try to be open and available for different, just different opportunities, you know.
Yep, for sure.
You never know, man.
I remember I had a teacher when I was like maybe 12 or 11 years old, something like that. You know, I was just listening to hip hop back then, and I told him, "Yeah, I'm not really into rock music like that." He said, "You listen to hip hop and you don't like rock music, so you don't like Run DMC. You don't like the Beastie Boys."
Yeah.
That made me think. I was like, oh, shit, he's right. You know?
Yeah. Real shit. You know what I mean? And even stuff like BDP, Big Beat, that's from AC/DC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need a big beat. You know what I mean? So
it's all
tied together, you know? Q-Tip sampled so much old soul and jazz and, you know, he changed the game so many times, you know what I mean? So
it's like Rick Rubin with the rock samples, you know.
Yep. Or even like Dilla. Like Dilla sample would have sampled anything.
Yeah, man.
You know, as long as it was fly. You know?
You know what blew my mind like a few years ago? I didn't realize that J Dilla produced Make It Hurt by Busta Rhymes.
Yeah. He did a lot of songs for Busta Rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of early Busta Rhymes albums, if you really, you know, if you go past the singles, it's Dilla, it's Knots.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A Q-Tip.
Yep.
You know? So the beats are crazy, bro.
Yeah, man.
He got so much Dilla stuff, man. So much Dilla stuff. Every album he had, at least one or two Dillas in it.
Yep.
If you are a real head and you know, a Dilla head and you love, you know, that style of production, like, definitely dive into those old Busta Rhymes albums, man. There's some stuff on there, for real.
Yeah, I remember a track he had with a track that was produced by J Dilla, and he had Q-Tip on the hook too. I think Q-Tip dropped the verse too.
Oh, the one Wild Hot?
Can't Hold the Torch, I think that's the name of it.
Oh yeah, oh my God, yeah, that was off the Big Bang, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my Lord.
Yeah,
that song's amazing, Doug.
yeah.
Yeah, Busta's still out here killing it. You know what's wild, that's super dope right now, is that it's really like the older rappers that are really like holding it down right now for everything. Like, mm-hmm. Anything going on with hip hop is like an OG running shit. You know what I mean? So
that's
beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. That's what we needed. That's what we needed, really, because it shows the young people that, like, it's not only a young man's game, you know. Mm-hmm. It's actually more of the seasoned guy's game, you know.
Yep. And one thing I like to see is when you have the OGs making music with the young ones too. I like to see that, you know.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that too a lot, you know. And a lot of the guys, they're open to a lot of that as long as they're dope or they fit the mold of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even like a dude like Pusha T, right?
Yep.
On his last solo album, He got a song called, I think it's called Take It to the Top. And he got that kid, Don Tolliver. He's like a R&B singer, but he raps too. And he got Lil Uzi Vert rapping. I'm like, bro, I would never in my life listen to Lil Uzi Vert rap. And I'm like this on the Pusha album. You know what I mean? And it's just like that. If it fits, it fits. You know what I mean? Even like Kendrick on Mr. Morale. He got a song with Kodak Black. I would never listen to a Kodak Black rapping song. Mm-hmm. But, yo, he's killing it on there. So I'm listening. Yep. So, you know what I mean? And I like it. Yeah. So, you know, you just don't know. A lot of people don't know what they don't like.
Yep.
Until they hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, yeah. And what they like. And what they like, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That happened to me with that last Clips album where they had Tyler, the Creator, on that track.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So stuff like that is so important because it opens their audience to the older artists and it opens us to the younger artists.
Yep.
So it's super important, bro.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm happy about the situation.
It's a little harder in the underground because, you know, there's not really a lot of heads that are doing what we do or what we did. There's a few, and there's a few that are dope enough that they can kind of slide on to both sides, you know. But you gotta really dig, you know, and find them.
Sure.
But they're there, dude. Like, what's the kid? The kid Lord Skull,
mm-hmm.
that works with Static, and that dude's a beast. You know, he reminds me of like 90s rap. You know what I mean? And he's 20.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Because he's been educated the right way.
Yeah, he's been curated, you know, basically, and he lived in those spots, and he'd be around the right people, you know. So
yep.
It exists, you know. It's just a little harder in the underground. You just gotta kind of like be in tune, you know.
For sure. You gotta be surrounded by the right people, man. That's it.
And you gotta do your research. You gotta know like who's hot, what's moving, who's the real dude from this city or this state or this area, you know.
Yep.
So. There's some research involved, you know, for sure.
For sure.
Not everything just slides across the phone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing I think people get lost in is people think, like, if they don't see it, then it didn't happen or it doesn't exist. And mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, you got to use your phone for more than just scrolling, bro. Yeah.
With all the tools that we have, you know?
You got all the tools, man. When I was a kid, they used to tell us in school that you'd be like, you're not going to have a computer in your pocket that tells you all the answers. Meanwhile, here we are.
Yeah.
And then the younger generation don't use it for that, you know. Like back in the day, for instance, right, when we got a vinyl of anything or a CD of anything, we're reading everything inside, everything on the back, trying to figure out who's who, what's what, right? And now you have all the info right on your phone and people won't even do a search
mm-hmm.
to find out anything.
Yes, because they're not passionate enough about the thing, man.
But that's because the phone makes everything easy.
Yep.
So they don't feel like they need to look. They don't feel like they don't need to do no research.
Yep.
So and that's a big problem, you know what I mean?
Everybody that's listening, make sure you do your research. And if you really love love the culture, the internet is the answer to everything. So, you know, just do it.
Yeah, you gotta do it, man. Cause like, yo, I don't know if you ever watched like old Too Short interviews. If you'd be like, yo, we didn't have no labels. We're in the Bay. There's nothing over here. Mm-hmm. All the music's coming out of New York, which is on the whole other side of the country. And what they would do is they would get the new whatever new vinyl they had. They'd read all the stuff. They'd turn it over. They'd see the phone number for the labels on the back and call the labels and send their stuff there just to get a deal or have to try to get a deal because they were like, this is the only way we have to any industry.
Yep. You have to be
crazy, man.
And, you know, you have to have the guts to do it, you know?
Yeah, and you have to like just do the work, you know? You can't cheat the work. That's one thing too that the internet fooled people on is that there's shortcuts, you know? And yep. There's none, bro. You got to go out there. You got to shake hands. You got to be personable. That's why getting back to the Clips and the Cardi B thing, that's why they're winning and they're going to do good because mm-hmm. they're out there touching people and showing people what it is, you know?
It's because
doing the groundwork.
Yeah, because like we say, you know, people are getting back to that authentic stuff. They need that. So it's coming back.
Yeah, the internet is too much. The internet's too much right now. With the internet mixed with the AI, like, people don't even want to talk to people now. They're just sending like AI bots to people with this. It's really crazy. So people are just getting really, really lazy. And that's a problem, you know?
Yep. Yeah, you're right, man. We only have a few minutes left in this convo, my bro. Do you have any last words, man, for your fans out there across the globe?
Man, Europe for first, you know, that's how I really kind of understood, like, what we were doing. You know what I mean? Because obviously you see what's going on in America, you know, when we first started to tour, like 2002, 2003, 2004, you know, but we're doing underground shows, we're traveling on the East Coast, not too much outside of there. But once I got to Europe a little bit later, I saw that it's like, this is where it's harvested. You know what I'm saying? Like, people still care how they used to care here. You know, and it's just like anything. It's just because the industry is here and all that, that like people kind of gloss over it. It's not just music. It happens with like movies and TV shows here too. You know what I mean? Like, you know, people are bootlegging stuff when they could just wait a little bit, you know? Like for instance, right? I'll put it like this. In America, we'll make the movie, and in like a month, somebody will leak the DVD or whatever it was to streaming or whatever it was back in the day, right? In Europe or in other parts of the world, they're waiting 4 months for that movie to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's a different experience, and they appreciate the art, and they appreciate the effort into making great art. You know what I mean? So what I want to say to them is that, like, you know, we haven't forgot about y'all. We love y'all. Anybody who's actually really, really in the industry or really doing anything knows what goes on overseas. Yep. Like, for real.
Yep.
So, like, you know, you guys are so important. You know, stay supporting. Like, we love it. You know what I mean? And as you see, when you see American artists go out there, like, we give it up. You know what I mean? And we enjoy the love, and we enjoy the love back. So, you know, stay supportive, man. Hip hop is never going nowhere. It's actually getting better, because this is the first time we have people almost in their 60s still killing it.
Yep. Well, we can't wait.
That's never happened.
We can't wait to see you out there again, man.
Yeah, man. Like I said, hopefully early next year. And then I got the single dropping in like a month or so. I'm just getting all the fine details. It'll probably be the artwork and the music first, and then the music video. And yeah, I got mixtape ideas coming. A new Sour Power is coming with Redman and Gilla and Wu-Tang. Hopefully me and Capadonna are back on the road in Europe early 2026. And, you know, we staying busy, man. We just did a ST reunion show a couple weeks ago. So me and the guys are going to start putting together a new project in the next couple months.
Okay.
You know, so there'll be a new ST album next year. There'll be a new Dead Eye album next year. Me and Term are going to do a 50 Bodies in like November, another one. He's got another like 4 or 5 albums dropping before the end of the year.
Okay. Well, we'll be here to spin the records, man. Thanks for your time.
Hell yeah.
DJ Dead Eye. Appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you, brother. Salute, man. Much love. 100.
Yes, sir.
Peace.